Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
For the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Amen? Praise God. Notice here, it says, against such there is no law. For they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. Now, if we are partakers of God's divine nature and we got the life of God in us, then that's going to be a manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. The fruit of the Spirit is the nature of God. Amen? Praise God. And if it's not the nature of God, then we don't need any of it. We don't need any of it. Amen? We don't need to walk in none of this if it ain't of God. But we know that every one of these, there are nine fruit of the Spirit mentioned here. Nine of them. Then there's nine gifts of the Spirit. And we know that three is the number of perfection. So what we're looking at is perfection times perfection. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you, God gave us the whole package. This is a part of our inheritance. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Everybody say it. Love, joy, and peace. Say it again. Love, joy, and peace. Amen. So when we say we're partakers of divine nature, we are partakers of God's love. God's love for us, God's love in us, and God's love through us. Actually, the love of God is four dimensions. Isn't it? Height, depth, breadth, and length. We live in a three-dimensional world. But the love of God puts you in another dimension. Yes. Glory to God. When you walk in love, God is walking in you. That puts you in another dimension. Don't you know that if God's walking in you and God's talking to you, you're living on a higher plane? You're living in another dimension? You see things different when the love of God's manifested in you? Amen. You don't handle situations the way people in the world handle them. Because you're walking by that royal law. Love is the royal law of God. Amen. Love never fails. The love of God never fails to deliver. It never fails to bless. It never fails. When you're walking in love, God's walking in you. That puts you on another plane. That gives you another level of understanding to where you have spiritual wisdom. Because it takes wisdom to walk in the love of God, not a human wisdom, not a worldly wisdom, and not a demonic wisdom, but a wisdom that comes from God that allows you to see the true nature of a thing and how to respond in the same manner that God would respond. When you walk in love. See, people think that love is weak, but ain't nothing weak about God. The Bible says God is love. How can love be weak? I'll tell you, love ain't weak. Love is strong. Love is powerful. It was love that delivers. It's love that heals. It's love that casts out devils. It's love that brings restoration. It's love that brings reconciliation. Glory to God. It is the love of God that brings hope and strength and peace and joy. Love is like the cement that holds everything together. It's the glue that holds your life together. That's why it's mentioned first here. Because if you ain't got love, you ain't got nothing. The Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit, when you walk in the fruit of the Spirit, it will help you discern the perfect will of God. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Look at verse 1. All right, now look, if you ain't living right, just look down a little bit. If you ain't living right, don't look up. Okay. Look at verse 32 of chapter 4. Be ye kind one to another. Everybody say kindness. Kindness is a manifestation of love. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted. Tenderhearted means not stout-hearted, not hard-hearted. Tenderhearted means having compassion. Amen. Not callous on the inside, but soft on the inside. Amen. Full of compassion, full of eager yearning and desire to aid and assist. Be kind, tenderhearted, and what? Forgiving. Forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. How many of y'all been forgiven? Then you better not be holding unforgiveness in your heart toward anybody else if you've been forgiven. Amen. Forgiveness is a manifestation of love. Amen. Didn't God forgive us? Then he requires that we forgive one another. We're talking about love right now. Amen. And then he's just going to get more plain with it. He said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love. Everybody say walk in love. Walk. That word walk means to conduct yourself. It means to act in love, to conduct yourself, to have that as a manner of living, a way of life. Amen. Live by the love of God. Live by the law of love. Amen. Love is the royal law. And walk in love. Well, isn't being tenderhearted love? Isn't forgiveness, releasing forgiveness to people, giving forgiveness, granting forgiveness, isn't that a manifestation of love? Isn't being kind, walking in love? Sure it is. He said, and walk in love, hallelujah, as Christ also has loved us and have given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor, a fragrance. So the Bible says that God loves us. Everybody say, I'm loved by God. God loves me. God loves me with a passion. I'm going to tell you, you got to believe that God loves you. See, most people worry because they think God don't care. Most people have fear in their life because they think God ain't around. But if you know God is with you and you really know that from the inside, you don't have no fear. Every time somebody in the Bible got afraid of something, God would say, I'm with you. And it was to remove the fear from their life. And when they believed that God was with them, then that gave them the confidence and the courage to go ahead and do what he told them to do. He promised them his presence. I'll be with you. All right, I might not be able to see him, but he's here. I'm going to tell you, he's here with me tonight. And there's some angels in this room tonight. Glory to God. Glory, because he loves us, because God enjoys being with us. Amen. This is not a grief to him to come down to Alexandria tonight at 4701 Lee Street. He's not grieved about our service time. In fact, he looked forward to the time he get his children together. Hallelujah. He gives us an instruction. Walk in love as Christ also loved us. He said, love the same way Jesus loved. Amen. And then he's going to give us some instruction. Now, he say, now, I'm going to tell you how to walk in love. Now, when you're walking in love, there are going to be some things you're just not going to do. But fornication and all uncleanness, indecency, that would include pornography, sexting, all that's unclean. Spirits that make you unclean in your thinking, that make you unclean in your imagination, that make you unclean in your mouth with the words that you speak, that defile you with wrong thoughts and wrong actions. He say uncleanness or covetousness, that's greed. Let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Everybody say, I'm a saint. All right, then you know what you ain't supposed to be doing. Saints don't fornicate. Not supposed to. I had to qualify that, didn't I? Saints ain't supposed to fornicate. Saints are not supposed to walk in uncleanness, not supposed to have a filthy mind and filthy mouth. Filthy actions. Amen. Now, we're going to get back to the fruit of the Spirit here, but let's deal with this. Amen. He says, let it not be once named among you. Pastor, I just slipped one time. He said, don't let it be named not even one time. Now, he's not trying to deprive us of anything. He's showing us a way of love. Because when you fornicate, you have unclean thoughts and things, you ain't walking in love. Neither filthiness, oh my goodness, nor foolish talking. Foolish talking, that's words that don't edify. Foolish talking, crazy talk. Nor jesting, that's uncoarse jokes and stuff, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Paul said, now y'all ought to know this. Didn't? For this you know.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, and I'd like to invite you to a special service with Minister Bill Weiss on Sunday, June 30th at 6 p.m. Bill will share his incredible testimony of how he spent 23 minutes in hell.
Well, we went to a prayer meeting like we normally do Sunday night and came home like any other ordinary night, went to bed. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I was picked up and taken by the Lord and dropped off in a prison cell in hell. It was rough-hewn stone walls with bars. I was awake and cognizant. It was not a dream. I knew I was actually in this place. My mouth was so dry, and I noticed the first thing was the tremendous heat. There's not enough air. And I noticed there were these huge creatures in this cell, and they were just cursing God. Then they directed that hatred towards me, and they had absolutely no mercy. One picked me up and threw me into the wall. I could see flames in the distance. The flames were raging hundreds of feet in the air. I could hear millions of people screaming. I could see their outlines of people through the flames, and they're burning, literally burning. And I said, Lord, why did you send me to this place? And he said, because many people do not believe that hell exists. Even some of my own people do not believe hell is real. I want you to go and tell people that it's not my will that anyone go there.
Bill's testimony is backed up by scriptures and will change your life. That's this Sunday, June 30th at 6 p.m. at the Word Christian Center. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Come early, seating is limited.
Faith is the language of God. Faith in prayer assures us that the answer will come. Faith in healing brings divine health, and faith in deliverance brings daily victory. The Pacesetters Christian Fellowship Church, where the pastors are Percy and Desiree Joe of Jonesboro, Louisiana, presents Faith Conference 2013, taking place Friday, June 21st at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday, June 23rd at 10:30 a.m. Your special guest speaker for this occasion will be the pastor, Greg Tejada, of the Word Christian Center of Alexandria, Louisiana.
That's the level that God wants you to operate. Trust him that he can do.